How would you respond? Jonah chapter 3 verse 1 through 5 and 10 and Mark chapter 1 verse 14 to 20. Whenever I go to Caleb's daycare center to pick him up, he never wants to come with me right away. Although it is not a happy situation for me, on the other hand, I feel assured that it looks like Caleb really likes to be at his daycare. Since I'm picking him up around the same time each day, I met the same parents who were coming to pick up their own children around that time. One day, Cuckoo and I went to the daycare center together to pick him up, and we saw an amazing thing. When one mother called her child's name, he stopped playing right away and came toward to her with open arms. We were amazed and jealous of her because we even doubt whether Caleb knows his name or not. As a parent, I will be extremely happy when Caleb comes straight for me as soon as I call him, because this means that he surely knows who am I. In today's Bible lesson, Jonah and Mark tell us about the story of people's response to God's call. From those two lessons, we see four call stories. The first one was to Jonah, the second one was to Nineveh, the third one was to Simon and his brother Andrew, the fourth one was to James and his brother John. In short, all of them obeyed and followed the calling of God, but their ways of responding were different. First of all, Jonah is a very famous character in the Bible compared with the size of the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. It has just four chapters. He's very famous for one of the greatest adventure stories in the Bible. As we all know, one day God called Jonah to go to Nineveh to proclaim God's judgment. Although the people of Nineveh were full of weakness, God's will was not to destroy them, but to give them a chance at repentance through the voice of the prophet Jonah. However, since Nineveh was a hostile country towards Israel, Jonah did not want them to be forgiven, but to be destroyed by God. So he tried to flee from God. However, there was no place without the presence of God. Because of his disobedience, Jonah went through all sorts of hardships, encountered a heavy storm, and ended up being swallowed by a large fish. Finally, as today's lesson said, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Therefore, this time he went to Nineveh and cried out according to the word of the Lord. 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. This short message brought an amazing result. People of Nineveh chose to hear it not as a non-alternating final notice, but as an opportunity for repentance. Immediately, the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on mourning clothes, from the greatest of them to the least significant. They immediately responded to God's call for repentance. And when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind. He had pity and did not destroy them as he had planned. In today's gospel scripture, we also see people who immediately responded to God's call. When Jesus saw the fisherman Simon and his brother Andrew, he called them to be his disciples. "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Also, when Jesus saw James and his brother John, he called them, and again, they immediately left their father in the boat with the hired man and followed him. For the fishermen, nets and boats are essential for living, but they did not even spare them. When they were called, they immediately left them to follow Jesus. Besides, Jonah, Nineveh, Simon and Andrew, and James and John. There are many call stories in the Bible. Sometimes God calls God's people directly. Sometimes God calls God's people through the written word, through the reading of the Bible, or spoken word, through the listening of the sermon. Sometimes God calls God's people through a particular person. Sometimes God calls God's people through a particular situation. There are various ways for God to call someone, and also there are many ways to respond to God. Even some of them are things that we are able to easily respond to, but some of them are things that we would like to avoid if possible. In Exodus 4, when God called Moses, he did not respond to God immediately. He said, "My Lord, I have never been able to speak well, not yesterday, not the day before, and certainly not now, since you've been talking to your servant. I have a slow mouth and a thick tongue," he said. God responded, "Who gives people the ability to speak? Who's responsible for making them unable to speak or hard of hearing, sighted or blind? Isn't it I, Lord? Now go, I will help you speak, and I will teach you what you should say." Also in Jeremiah 1, when God called Jeremiah, he also did not respond to God immediately. He said, "God, I don't know how to speak because I'm only a child." God responded, "Don't say just I'm only a child. Where I send you, you must go. What I tell you, you must say. Don't be afraid of them because I'm with you to rescue you." God's calling are not always comfortable and easy to follow. But when we are called by God, we must go and follow. Although we are not able, since God is able, He calls us to show His great power and ability to the world through us. Therefore, we don't have to worry about our own lack of ability and unstable circumstance. As we decide to go and follow Him, God will help us, support us, lead us, guide us, and strengthen us to follow God's way and to live by God's will. Today, I'd like to share my personal story with you. It is about my call story. Personally, I have a particular experience leading me to believe that God is directly working in my everyday life. To make a long story short, when I was a high school senior, I suffered from an unknown disease, which was a kind of like a severe allergic reaction. During the time, I could neither eat well nor sleep well, so my basic life was totally ruined. This even made me fail the university entrance exam, which is nationwide, held only once a year in Korea. I had to struggle with this unknown disease in my body, along with a spiritual frustration and a lot of shame for 3 years. For 3 years. To overcome this suffering, I tried everything that I could without God. But nothing really worked. At the time, I was just spiritually lost, and I felt an absence of God in my life. Even though I was born and grew up as a Christian, I thought that my faith did not have any power to save me from this hardship. However, with a lot of love, care, prayer, and spiritual support from my family and faithful friends of the church, I could finally come back to God and regain joy in worship, praying and reading the Bible. My faith was getting restored, and my relationship with Jesus was gradually rebuilt, and I could experience the presence of God in the center of my life. Although I was in deathly agony for 3 years, now I would say that it was worth it. In hindsight, it was probably God's way to lead me to follow God and live not by my will but by God's will. Those 3 years allowed me to find many important things in my life. Seek God first and figure out what God wants me to do. During that time, I strongly felt God's call to ministry. Although I really hesitated and took a long time to say yes to God, God finally made me say yes. God does not only call people to ministry, God calls us in many ways for the kingdom of God. And God really wants us to follow God's way and live by God's will in every aspect of our lives. When God calls you, how would you respond? Would you avoid it as long as you possibly can, like Jonah did, or just go and follow him immediately, like the people of Nineveh and disciples of Jesus, Simon, Andrew, James, and John did? We remember the story in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, when God said, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." I hope that is my response and our response when God calls us. God calls us to join in God's work. It does not always require of us a great suffering or sacrifice. We can start it from very small, what we can do right now. It could be helping others who are in need. It could be visiting others who are very lonely. It could be inviting others to church who are looking to belong to a faith community. It could be praying for those who are struggling with bodily and spiritual failing. It could be joining in mission and service for our community. Although sometimes following God's way and God's will seems impossible and uncomfortable, don't worry. Just try to do your best to hear God's call and respond to it immediately as you can. God will make a way for you to go and follow. Praise God. Amen.